Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Menachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is learning Mischos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zachar Afayin Ruzivu Kagon B'Karuv Mamish. We're discussing Karbanos, which have multiple parts, and how Pigel could affect them. So the Mishnah tells us, Hatoida Mefagelis is Alechem, V'Alechem Einoi Mefagelis Hatoida. We know that Karban Toida comes along with Lechamim, 40 different types of breads. It's four types, each that has 10 loaves. That's a total of 40. So what we just learned is that the Karban Toida can be Mefagel its bread, but the bread cannot be Mefagel the Toida. How is this? So Hashechtas HaToida Lechol Men Lamachar. If he shechts the Karban Toida with intention that he's going to eat from it tomorrow, that's a classic case of Pigel, with a machshava of Chutz L'Zmanoi. So he, V'Halechem Mefugalin, not only is the Karban itself, but also the breads that come along as an accompaniment, they're also Pigel. Whereas let's say he shechted it with intention, Lechol Men Alechem Lamachar, to eat from the bread tomorrow. So over here, Alechem Mefugal V'HaToida Eina Mefugalis, only the bread is Pigel and not the Karban itself. That's because the Lechamim are secondary to the Karban, not the other way around. So when he has his improper thought regarding the main thing, regarding the carbon, regarding the taida, so that automatically possles the bread. But if he only has a thought about the bread is possle, but the carbon itself is fine. Similarly, when we're talking about the carbon of Shavuos that we had in the previous Mishnayos, we have two kvasim that come along with two breads. HaKvasim mefagelis alechem, v'alechem eina mefagelis hakvasim. The lambs, they're mefagel the bread, but the bread is mefagel the lambs. Ketzad has his work. HaShechas hakvasim lechem hahen l'machar, v'shechta the lambs with intention to eat from them tomorrow. Heim v'halechem mefugalin, both them and the bread is pigel, whereas if his thought process was lechem and alechem lemachar to eat from the bread tomorrow, alechem afugal v'akvasim einu afugalim, the only bread is pigel, the lambs themselves are not pigel. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet with something similar, hazevach mefagel tanasachin mishakadshu b'kli, a regular carbon that became pigel because of his improper thought of chutz l'zman is going to be mefagel the nasachim, the wine libations that come along with it, once they were already put into a kli sharis and they became kadosh, divrei Rameir, that's Rameir's opinion. However, v'anasachin einon mefagel hazevach, the nesachim are not mefagel the carbon. Ketzad has his work. Hashechas zevach lechem min lamachar. If he shechts a carbon with intention to eat from it tomorrow, who u nesachim mefugalin? It and the wine libations that come along with it are pigel. Whereas if his thought process was lahakrav min nesachim lamachar, that he's going to be makrav the nesachim tomorrow, so nesachim mefugalin v'zevach eni mefugal, only nesachim are pigel, but not the carbon itself. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Hay, going back to discuss pigel with Menachos and on to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.